I would like to thank to those beautiful readings tonight, and also very beautifully read. It's like a conversation with questions and answers. So well done. It's a deep topic, that topic, and I was thinking about how important it is. I have had in the practice many occasions to use some of those thoughts that were expressed in the readings, especially when someone comes to me with being abused physically, especially physically abused as a child. The thoughts that I work with is to know that God has been the father and mother of that person always, and that person has always been held in God's love, could never fall out of that love, even though it would appear that something else was going on. And as we learn here, it's the Adam dream. It's a bad dream. It's not the truth of their being. And that can sound, well, how can that possibly be true? But it is true, and it can be proven to be true. And as we have been taught here, we are the daughter of the king, the son of the king, and our inheritance is all good. So then more recently, someone sent me a YouTube video. It wasn't a Christian Scientist. It was a Christian Scientist who sent it, but the video was about not a Christian Scientist, but about a Christian. Anyway, she said in the video that she had been terribly abused as a child, and it was very, very difficult for her to get over that. And she would wonder, well, either she thought there was no God, and if there was a God, how could he have allowed such a terrible thing to have happened to her? And this was always on her mind, and her life had not been very happy. And it tells how she passes on the operating table and goes on to the next world, I guess you can say. She passes on. And there, she says she's encompassed, as we've heard by other people who have had that experience, by just this incredible, great light, this great warmth that's just all-encompassing. It's just something she can hardly describe. And there she sees a young child, a beautiful little girl, and she has a basket in her hand, and she's scooping up the light and pouring it out and just laughing. She's such a happy little girl. And a voice comes to her and tells her, well, that little girl is you. And she realizes, just as what I was saying, that she was never outside of God's care, ever. Even though those very troubling years, God was loving her. She was embraced in that warmth and that love. And this was sure proof of it. And she said, even though at the very beginning of the experience, she wanted to ask, well, God, why did you let this happen to me? Why did you let this happen to me? Instead, she was so overcome by the love and the light. All she could say was, God, why hadn't I done more for you? So after that, she hears her mother's voice calling her. Her mother was sitting by her bedside when she passed on, and she hears the voice calling, and she decides she has to go back and tell her mother she's all right, and she asks the light, well, will I return? And the light says, well, it's up to you, but if you decide to stay, try to remember all that happened here and tell others about it. And so she says she will and does, and she does go back, and she does stay. And has just recited, she does tell others what happened. But I thought it was such a beautiful story, and it just emphasizes and reaffirms what was read tonight and what we know to be the truth. God has always been with us forever. He is our Father and Mother. Our origin is in Him, and we've never left His presence. I'm so grateful to be here tonight to learn all these wonderful, incredible things about our dear and precious God that we all love so much. Thank you all for readings, the testimonies, the beautiful music. Have a good night.